The supply side of shipping transportation is driven by demand for access to foreign markets. The demand for access to foreign markets is itself driven by the search for utility, production specialization, and increased factor returns promised by comparative advantage. East Africans import complex products not produced in the region from foreign markets. A combination of public and private sector actors invested in and continue to invest in port facilities and inland transportation infrastructure in order to earn factor returns by meeting East African demand for logistics services. Further upstream of this market, these actors interact with shipbuilders, ship owners, ship operators, insurance brokers, and various liaison and customs services of many nationalities all over the world. For example, few nations can build ships like the Netherlands and South Korea. These ships are then purchased and owned by firms from all over the world. A ship can be registered in a nation like Togo and be owned by a Greek firm. That same ship may be leased to a Spanish operator and crewed by Filipino seamen. Furthermore, that ship may be insured by a Swedish insurer and its goods destined for multiple clients in different nations. In short, the sector is highly specialized. In order for specialization in seaborne trade to persist, safety and security must endure. In the high seas, safety and security are global public goods. This sector cannot be defined in terms of a single national identity. This is true down to the unit of a single ship. The loss of a single ship cannot be accounted for as the loss of a single country. The cost of shipping is also quite sensitive to political and criminal risks, like the politically motivated closure of a given global maritime choke point or pirate attacks on ships and their cargo. Put together, these facts suggest that it is in the interests of every state to regard the safety and security of seaborne trade as their responsibility. The actions of the Houthis, for example, have been taken with the explicit political aim of placing pressure on Israel in order that they may relent in their military engagements in Palestine. Their preferred method of placing pressure is to attack Israeli-owned ships and shipments destined for Israel. They have also widened their scope to include seaborne properties and sea transportation vehicles owned and operated by nations that are supporting Israel. Without placing a moral judgment on the actions, the data suggests that it is near impossible to ascribe discrete political identity to a single ship. Importantly, regardless of rhetoric, single actors will succeed in internalizing benefits of politically or criminally motivated actions against seaborne trade while externalizing its costs. This means that the Houthis and pirates off the Somali coast can gain the benefits of attacking global shipping without directly incurring the costs of their actions. Actors isolated from global supply chains have an incentive to disrupt said supply chains. While the costs of these actions to beneficiaries of global supply chains can be especially high, the cost to politically and criminally motivated actors are low. Global public goods and safety and security increase the cost of unwanted politically or criminally motivated actions against global supply chains.